Hello and welcome to Pardes from Jerusalem, the podcast series from the Pardes Institute of Jewish Studies in Jerusalem. I'm Larry Kluger, a Pardes alum. In this podcast, Rabbi Schweiger discusses Parshat Yitro. There is a handout for this podcast. I sent it as the prior podcast episode. Please check for it in iTunes. If you don't use iTunes, you can go to our website, podcasts.pardesusa.org, and download it from there. Rabbi Schweiger is a senior faculty member of Pardes and serves as Mashgiach Ruchani, the spiritual guide for Pardes. And now, Rabbi Schweiger.
This week's parsha is Parashat Yitro. The central topic is the revelation at Sinai, the giving of the Ten Commandments. This Friday marks the Shloshim of my mother, the end of the 30-day period of mourning. I would like to dedicate this podcast to the memory of my mother, Esther Bat Meir, and talk about the fifth commandment, honoring one's parents. In Shmot, chapter 20, verse 12, it says, Kabed et avicha ve'et imecha, leman yarichun yamecha, al ha'adama asher Adonai Elohecha noten lach. Honor your father and your mother, in order that your days shall be lengthened, prolonged, on the land that the Lord your God is giving you. I have attached a number of references from Talmud and from Maimonides and the Shulchan Aruch, the Code of Jewish Law, to examine what are the implications, what are the parameters of honoring one's parents. So please follow me as I examine these sources. Source number one, from the tractate Kiddushin 30b. It was taught in a Braita. It is said in Exodus chapter 20, 12, what we just saw. Honor your father and your mother. We have another verse from Proverbs 3, 9. Honor Hashem from your wealth. The text equates honoring parents with honoring God. We have a verse in Leviticus chapter 19, verse 2, which says that one should be in awe of his mother and father. We have a verse in Deuteronomy 6, 13. You should be in awe of Hashem, your God, and worship Him. Once again, the text equates awe of parents with awe of God. There is a verse in Exodus 21:17. One who curses his father or mother shall surely die. In Leviticus 24:9, if a man shall curse his God, he shall bear his sin. The text equates blessing, quote, one's parents with blessing God. There is another verse which speaks about the prohibition of striking one's parents. But we don't have a parallel verse by God, because obviously it is impossible to speak about striking God. And the Talmud goes on and says, and so should the law be, since the three of them are partners in Him. It was taught in a Braita. There are three partners in the creation of a person: God, one's father, and one's mother. When one honors his parents, God says, I ascribe it to them as if I had dwelled among them and they had honored me. This rabbinic passage highlights the similarity between parents and God, based on the fact that the three of them gave me life. and on that basis, I should honor them. When we look at the Ten Commandments, it is very interesting to note that one can split them into two sets of five. The first five being those commandments that have to do with relations between people and God. The second five, between people and people. It is interesting that the fifth commandment is honoring one's parents. The fifth commandment is placed in the section that has to do with relations between people and God. My parents are like God in that they gave me life. And that is the basis upon which I need to honor them. Honoring one's parents on a very fundamental level is an expression of gratitude. Hakarat HaTov. Gratitude for the most precious gift which anyone can give me, life. And on a certain level, irregardless of what my parents did for me after I was born, I am eternally grateful to them for having given me the gift of life. How much more so if my parents have invested in me, feeding, clothing, educating? Should I feel a tremendous debt of gratitude? If we move on to the next reference, also from the Talmud, Kiddushin 31b. It was taught in a Braita. What is awe and what is honor? We mentioned that in Leviticus it speaks of being in awe of one's parents. The Braita says, awe, one does not stand nor sit in his place, does not contradict him, nor support his position. Honor, feed, give to drink, clothe, cover, bring in, take out. What is the difference between awe and between honoring? This is my take on the Talmud. Awe has to do with what I don't do. Lines which I establish as a way of acknowledging there is a gap between me and my parents. Awe highlights the distance between me and my parents. Do not cross that line. Do not violate what should separate you. Honoring highlights the coming together of me and my parents. What do I actively do for my parents? Honor does not come from a place of fear, of awe. Honor comes from a place of love. Nachmanides notes this when he speaks about honoring one's parents as very much being an active expression. When it says to feed and drink and clothe and cover and bring in and take out, some of us are acutely aware of that in terms of aging parents. In many ways, when parents become older, there is a role reversal. The parent becomes the child. And if I mentioned before the element of Hakarat HaTov, acknowledging the good that they did for you, in the same way that I was fed and clothed and brought in and taken out by my parents. I should feel the need to reciprocate when the roles have been reversed. The Talmud goes on page 32b, and raises the question, from whose resources does one have to feed his parents? Rav Yehuda said, from the sons. Rav Natan ben Oshaya said, from the fathers. The rabbis instructed Rav Yirmiya, and some say the son of Rav Yirmiya, to act according to the opinion that says from the fathers. And so it is brought down in the next reference, reference 3 from the Shulchan Aruch. And the obligation to feed the parents is from their means if they have. If the parent does not have the means, but the child does, we force the child to feed the parent according to his means. Which means, fundamentally, the obligation of a child to his parents is not a financial one. It is a personal one. And this point is highlighted at the end of reference number 3 in the Rama, Rav Moshe Isserles, the Ashkenazic comment authority, who says, and this is on page 2, the 6th line, nevertheless, the poor sons are obligated to honor the parent with personal service, even though this will result in unemployment and force the child to go begging for his own sustenance. And this holds true only if the son has enough food for that day. But if he does not, he is not obligated to be unemployed and go around begging for his livelihood. So that the Rama is highlighting the fundamental obligation is one of personal service. Secondarily, I fulfill my obligation with money. In fact, if my parents do not have the means, but I do, on a certain level, one could see this as an expression of charity, which I give to my parents first, above and beyond giving to anyone else. As the trite expression goes, charity begins at home. But the Rama earlier says that if one has the means, he should not take it out of money which he has allocated to charity, because his obligation to his parents goes beyond that. I would like to pursue this idea of personal service in the next reference. The next reference is number 4, also a quote from the Talmud in the same tractate, Masechet Kiddushin, beginning at the bottom of 31a, going into 31b. Avimi, the son of Rabbi Avahu, recited a braita. One may give his father pheasant, and nevertheless this causes the son to be driven out of the world, whereas one may make his father grind in a mill, and this will bring the son to the world to come. Tosfot, a classic medieval commentary on the Talmud from the 1100s, examines this comment in more detail. When it says that one can give his father pheasant, and yet nevertheless this will cause the son to be driven out of the world, Tosfot says, that means that the son is punished regarding the father, because he gives him his meal in a miserly way. Whereas the one who makes the father grind in a mill, which is harsh labor, will merit the world to come. because he honors his father by his words of consolation. And these two examples are actually discussed in the Jerusalem Talmud, Pe'ah, chapter 1. There was once a man who was accustomed to feed his father pheasant. And one day the father asked him, "How are you able to afford this?" And the son replied, "O man, what difference does it make to you? Grind and eat." That is to say, chew and eat like the dogs do. Hence the son was showing the father what a burden this was upon him. Furthermore, there was once a man whose occupation was to grind in a mill. When his aging father was summoned to the service of the king, the son said to him, "I will go in your stead, because the service of the king has no limit, whether with regard to your dignity or your personal well-being. You are better off grinding in the mill." What we see from these references is that it is not only a question of what I give my parent, but even more so, how. Even if I were to provide my parent with the best of creature comforts, gourmet meals, luxury apartments, valet services, but if I indicate to my parent an undertone of resentment, if I make my parent feel that I am doing them this big favor, if in any way they sense that they are a burden and that I feel it as a burden, I have totally undermined honoring my parent. So that rather than this being considered a meritorious act, it is considered to be an abusive act, an offensive act, one that forfeits my place in the world to come. Let us go on to the next reference from the same place in the Talmud, number 5. Rabbi Avahu said, "Avimi, my son," and this is the same Avimi who just made this comment about how, what you do, how you do it, is critical. So Avimi is, Rabbi Avahu is now talking about what his son actually did. "Avimi, my son, has fulfilled the mitzvah of honoring." Avimi had 5 ordained sons in the lifetime of his father. Yet when Rabbi Avahu would come and call out at his, Avimi's door, he would run quickly to open it and call out, "Yes, yes," until he came. One day, Rabbi Avahu said to him, "Bring me a drink of water." By the time he brought it, Rabbi Avahu had dozed off. Thereupon, he leaned over and stood over him until he awoke. As a result, Avimi succeeded in interpreting the psalm, Psalm 79, a song of Asaph. This story shows that Avimi practiced what he preached. How did he honor his father? Whenever his father would come to his house, he did not tell one of his sons, "Go answer the door. Take care of your grandfather." Even though he had older sons, even though he had sons who were respectable, ordained rabbis, but he saw this as being his personal obligation. What did he do when his father would come to the door. He would run quickly, not take his time. And as he was running, he would call out, "Yes, yes," so that his father would realize that he was coming, that he was acknowledging his father's presence. The message was that this was something that he dearly wanted to do and would not delegate to someone else. He wanted to do it and he would rush to do it. And at every moment, he tried to allay his father. "I'm coming, I'm coming." And when his father asked him to bring him a drink and then dozed off one day, he did not come, wake up his father and say, "Here's the water." He waited for his father to wake up. How long did he wait? We have no idea. And the Talmud, in its classic fashion, wants to show the instant feedback. The reward for his actions is that during that moment of waiting, he all of a sudden had an insight into Psalms which he never realized before. So that the reward for his mitzvah is another mitzvah, studying Torah, which he merited by properly honoring his father. We go on to read in reference number 5. Rabbi Tarfon had a mother from whom, whenever she wished to mount into bed, he would bend down to let her ascend. And when she wished to descend, she stepped down upon him. And he went and boasted thereof in the Beit Midrash. And the rabbis in the Beit Midrash said to him, "You have not yet reached half the honor due. Has she thrown a purse before you into the sea without your shaming her?" When we look at what Rabbi Tarfon did, it seems remarkable. Here is Rabbi Tarfon, who is humiliating himself, who physically is pushing himself in order to facilitate his mother's going up and down from her bed. And yet the rabbis say to Rabbi Tarfon, "Don't get carried away with what you've done. You haven't scratched the surface." This story has a profound message. The degree to which I honor my parents is limitless. A person can never say, "I have fully honored my parent." There is always more that could be done. If I just jump for one moment, in a later passage in the same section, in reference number 6, Rabbi Yochanan said, "Happy is he who has not seen them." And the Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan's father died when his mother conceived him, and his mother died when she bore him. And Abaye had a similar experience. Rabbi Yochanan articulates a radical statement. How fortunate am I that I never experienced my parents. And it is clear from the context that Rabbi Yochanan is perhaps consoling himself for not having that experience. And yet at the same time, Rabbi Yochanan maybe is acknowledging the tremendous difficulty involved in properly honoring one's parents. And with all the good intentions, how very often one can fall short of the goal. If I go back to my earlier reference in number 5, with after the Rabbi Tarfon story, it says, when Rabbi Yosef heard his mother's footsteps, he would say, I will arise before the approaching Shekhinah. Clearly, Rabbi Yosef is taking the analogy between parents and God to its extreme by referring to his mother as the approaching Shekhinah. And this is compatible with the end of reference 1, where it says, God says, anyone who honors their parents, I ascribe it to them as if I had dwelled among them and they had honored me. If we continue in reference number 5, Tosafot adds another story, once again from the Jerusalem Talmud. There appears in the Jerusalem Talmud, once the mother of Rabbi Tarfon lost her socks in the yard, and she descended her bed to find them. And Rabbi Tarfon placed his hands on the ground, under the palms of her feet, so that she would not dirty her feet, and she stepped all over his hands. This is a parallel to what we just saw in the Babylonian Talmud. But then Tosfot adds, furthermore there appears, the mother of Rabbi Ishmael, whenever he would return from the Beit Midrash, would bathe his feet and then drink the water. When Rabbi Ishmael discovered what she was doing, he refused to comply until one day she came before the rabbis and complained to them that her son, Rabbi Ishmael, was not fulfilling the mitzvah of honoring a parent. And the rabbis were taken aback, and they asked Rabbi Ishmael to explain his behavior, and he told them the whole story. And they instructed him to leave her to do as she pleases, because in this way, by acceding to her wishes, she is honored. This story shows us the complexity of honoring one's parents. Rabbi Ishmael would come from the Beit Midrash, and his mother would bathe his feet, drink the water. If we spoke about honoring one's parents as being serving one's parents, here we have a role reversal. Here the parent is serving the child. She is bathing his feet, but even worse, she drinks the water, which is revolting, which is degrading. Rabbi Ishmael does not want to allow this type of situation. And so Rabbi Ishmael refuses to allow his mother to do this, because he feels this is how he is honoring his mother. And when his mother comes to the Beit Midrash and creates a whole scene, and Rabbi Ishmael explains what has been going on, the rabbis tell Rabbi Ishmael, accede to your mother's wishes, for that is her honor. Honor is not necessarily what we objectively define as such. Honor may very well be something subjective. And once again, in the same way that we said, honoring is not just giving your parents luxury apartments, gourmet meals, but it depends on how you do it. In a case where your parents want something else, which doesn't seem to be so honorable, but for them that is their honor. They tell you, this is how you can honor me. then one needs to acknowledge their needs, their understanding of honor. If honoring one's parents means, from their perspective, allowing them to do things for you, that is their honor. If I can give you an anecdote from my own situation, as my mother became increasingly older, it became more difficult for her to do various things. And very often, my gut inclination was to do things for her. But it became very clear that her honor was actually to let her do the things herself. Because in doing it herself, she was expressing her independence, her human dignity. This shows us what a challenge it is to be able to really know who your parent is and what really is the best way of expressing their dignity. I will stop now. There are many, many more references that could be brought. Perhaps in another podcast, we will explore other facets of honoring one's parents. I would like to conclude by saying, my mother made it very easy to honor her. She was somebody who rarely asked for things. As I mentioned, she always wanted to be giving rather than taking. She always used to say, I don't want to be a burden. And this was the challenge. The challenge to me always was, how do I do things for my mother and constantly show her that she is not a burden? To show her that the love and the closeness, the warmth, to express the gratitude for all that she gave me. I was very fortunate to have two parents who gave me everything that they possibly could. I hope that I was able to somehow express to them my gratitude in the slightest way for all that they gave me. May their memory be blessed. Shabbat Shalom.
Thank you, Rabbi Schweiger. Your comments on the podcast are always appreciated. Please send your email to podcasts@pardesusa.org. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you on the next episode of Pardes from Jerusalem.